Good morning to everyone everywhere. This is Maximum Radio, and you're dialed into Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Monday. Praise God. Someone said, thank God it's Monday. June 24th in the year 2013. Our theme today is Walking in Victory. Neighbor, this week begins today, and the victory has been secured for us. And what we have to do is fix our hearts and minds to walk in it all of this week, every day, all day long. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm honored to be your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. Once again, I want to say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere, all around every region, every nation. Thank you for tuning in, dialing in, listening in, whatever the case may be. I want to thank the individual that was, I was awed as I observed this. They were on hold for 9+ minutes waiting for the program to start. How cool is that? They wanted to pray. That's what it is. I was just amazed as I listened to our countdown, waiting for all of the mechanics of our technology to do what it does. And then, bam, we're on the air. Well, I want to thank all of you for just being up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Our theme today is Walking in Victory. And the name of God, His character, His attributes that we are invoking today to begin this wonderful week of walking in victory, is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. And here's what it says. It says, this is Jesus himself speaking. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Let's take it from Matthew 11 and verse 29. Jesus himself, we're quoting him, and he says, if you want to find rest for your soul, well, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. Well, let's lay hold of that rest, not just for today, not just for these moments, but for the entire week. I trust that you had a wonderful day of worship on yesterday, and I did, we did, and it was great. Only because he was there. He was there. It wasn't just a gathering and a meeting. He was there. We were confident of that. And as he promised, he was in the midst and he did bless. Today we are going to do what we've been doing. We're not just praying differently. We're praying great things. Great things. We're praying with purpose. It's about our joy and God's ultimate glory. Starting on the 8th of July, we want to begin 30 days of intense prayer for the Muslim world. The Muslim world will be celebrating Ramadan from July 8th to August 7th. And during that time, as we pray and pray through, we'll gain a better understanding and heart for Muslims. Each day we'll focus on a specific area of the Islamic world. We'll give the stats for that particular area and all of the characteristics of that area. We want God to move mightily among the Muslims. God loves them. All of those nations, 2.1 billion Muslims, belong to God. And this is all about what a father promised a son. In other words, our Father God promised his son, Jesus Christ. He says, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for an inheritance. Imagine that. So that's what we're doing. We're praying great things. We've moved away out of our own little private zones of, with our God-to-do list, and we're now desiring what he desires and are participating in that boldly. I think that is awesome. So that's what we'll be doing. And please make a note on Friday the 5th of July, God willing, which is the day after 4th of July celebrations here. We'll have an extended broadcast. It'll go for 45 minutes, because in the extra 50 minutes, we'll actually outline what our prayer strategies are for that 30-day period. So please join us. Please spread the word. I'm excited about it. And I really want to have the pleasure and the joy of doing this and then watch God's glory come forth. Well, let us pray. Father, we thank you today that you've given us breath and spirit and energy, and we're up and alive and we're vibrant with the energies of heaven pulsing in our bloodstream. And we thank you. Thank you for each prayer partner that has so sacrificially and boldly in faith stood up today, so that we can put our hearts and our minds together in the power of agreement with a purpose, great purpose, to walk in the victory that you've secured through your Son Jesus Christ at the cross. And Father, we want to be cleansed. We want to make sure that we are walking right in your sight. You said, be ye holy as I am holy. Well, we desire that, but we also know that our trespasses, our iniquities, our missing the mark often leaves us less than righteous and less than holy as you would love us to be. But we know that we've come to the right person, the right source, the right place, to take and receive what you have to offer. He says, if we confess our sin, we are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Just Father, we ask your forgiveness and we ask for your cleansing from all unrighteousness. We want to be showered in the cleansing blood that makes us whole, repairs us, puts us back together again in a fashion that gives you pleasure. So we thank you today for forgiveness, even as we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, bless them. Forgive them. We release them into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I am sure all of our partners are aware that there's a daily warfare that we engage in as persons of God that endeavor to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And so what I suggest we do right now is to pray a prayer that prepares our hearts and our minds for every challenge that we will likely to face this week. Because even as we press forward, and our theme is, I would say, a bold one, and we are pressing forward, our theme is walking in victory. Walking in victory. And because that's our theme, we've got to equip ourselves. We've got to align our minds with the powers of heaven. So we say, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we do come with praise and thanksgiving. We come in worship, we come in humbleness, and we come through the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Holy Spirit, we ask you to quicken us to our Heavenly Father's voice and reveal to us any unconfessed sins and that we may have in our heart at any time. We thank you for forgiveness. We want to forgive every single person once again. And Father, we know it's only in the name of Jesus that we can make certain requests. And we ask you to destroy any witchcraft prayers, any charismatic witchcraft prayers, any psychic prayers, any side effects, things, and influences of any witchcraft prayers that have been prayed around or over us. We ask you to destroy any hexes, vexes, curses, incantations, chains, fetters, snares, or traps, and all of their effects and their side effects and their adverse effects that have been placed on any of us. We ask you to destroy any assignments of the adversary, plans or works that Satan has against us. We ask you to cause your anointing to break and to destroy the yoke of every bondage that is over or around us. Lord of all the earth, we ask you to pull down and destroy all demonic strongholds, vain imaginations. Bring them all under subjection to your mighty rule and to the power of your throne. And every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy every demonic spell, every witchcraft spell, every voodoo spell, black magic spell, white magic spell, and all their side effects in and or around each of us. Lord, we are aware of the dynamics of the spiritual realm. We're aware of the powers of heaven. We're aware of the powers of hell. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy every false prophecy that has been prophesied over us. Lord, we also ask you that you do all these things according to John 14:14, in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we think of and would whisper a prayer for today total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, afflictions, infections, viruses, abnormal cells, radical cells, organs, glands, muscles, ligaments, and bones. And we ask you this day, according to John 16:23. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us and over everyone that comes into our thought today. Everyone in our family, in our clan, in our household, in our village, in our community, in our city, our houses, our cars, our offices, our properties, our transportation. We want to plead the blood as our protection, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would fill each of us and everyone that we come into contact with. Let your Holy Spirit fill us and hover around them. Brood over them so that when your voice is sounded and it's heard, that there is transformation, powerful transformation on this day. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, on your Son, Jesus Christ, and to know that through him we are victorious and are able to walk in victory. Heavenly Father, we ask you to release your healing virtue into our bodies and to give us divine supernatural health, even as we watch what we do with our bodies today. You will guide us, and you will raise us up. Any disease processes are arrested right now in the name of Jesus. We speak health, divine, supernatural health over ourselves. We ask you to give us all these things according to John 16:23. And we ask you to touch everyone. I can think of Pat right now that's in Philadelphia under powerful treatment and care for cancer. But right now you would touch her body. And even as she battles that dreaded disease, the disease that you have overcome at the cross, and anywhere, anyone else that is experiencing cancer, whatever kind it is, that right now that disease is arrested. It's arrested and stopped. Your warring angels and ministering angels, we welcome them into our presence and the presence of everyone that is bound up and is battling a fierce battle for life. We ask for your presence in our homes, our cars, our offices, even around our pets, to force out, drive out, clean out all evil, all wicked demonic spirits, lying and perverse spirits, and prevent any demonic curses, any false prophecies, demonic assaults from entering our presence all day long today and all week long because of your strategic positioning of the blood in our lives, the Spirit of God in our lives, and your ministering angels around each of us. Thank you, Lord, that you are Lord over all of the earth. So we ask you to force in those demonic spirits to go wherever you want to send them, Lord. And we ask you to bless and prosper us. Prosper the people that we've been praying for. We remember right now a young lady that we care about and love, Danielle, right now. We send the word of peace to break and to destroy every yoke of bondage. And we pray that the wonderful prayers of victory and intercession that have been prayed over her over the years will now break out and break forth in the name of Jesus. Touch her life. We speak order where there's disorder in the name of Jesus. We speak divine alignment where there's misalignment right now. We speak divine supernatural power and heritage in the name of Jesus. Touch her life, Lord. Touch her children. In the name of Jesus, bring wholeness where things are broken. Bring power where there is weakness. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer right now. And all the people that are in agreement say amen. Now, neighbor, you may have a prayer request, and if you press the given button on your phone, then your line will open up, and you can be heard and will be heard by the rest of us, and we welcome your input. Even now, we do welcome your input. We would love to hear you. We would love for you to ask a prayer request or give a praise report. But I can tell you, heaven is waiting. Heaven is waiting on us. We have an audience, powerful audience, right about now. So, voice your prayer request. Give air to it. That's important. That you would bring it forth. Your voice has tremendous power and authority. God has given it to you so that you can speak the will of God. You can give air to whatever the Holy Spirit has already put on your heart. And when you join that with faith, there's so much power released that it changes from the very beginning. It changes you, and it alters the atmospheres around every situation that you're concerned about. I just love what's available to us, and I ask that you would step into that boldly. And we're waiting. We're waiting to hear from you, to hear your prayer request, to hear your voice and what's on your heart. Remember, we're walking in victory this week, but the victory must be secured, must be laid hold upon. If you want victory, you've got to claim it. It's available. You've got to claim it. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being in this space. Thank you for being in this space. And if you, at any time, would like to make a prayer request, you know, you can contact us through Twitter and Facebook, or directly at Blog Talk Radio. We're there 24/7. We're not live 24/7, but our presence is there. And you can access any of our programming 24/7. You can have it streamed directly to you. I want to pray. Go ahead.
This is Sister Christine. Good morning, Saint. I have a prayer request that I would like the saints and all my prayer partners around the world to touch and agree with me. It's for my son, Dylan. He was out on parole for a while ago, and he got arrested again. And the parole board has, they have ordered that he serve the rest of his parole time, which is 1 year. And I spoke to him on last night. He sounds like he's in good spirits, but I would just like us to lift him up in prayer that God will make a total transformation within the next year, because he would be released on August of 2014. But I am praying that God transform my son while he is in there, that God place ministers of the gospel in his way, in his path, everywhere he turns. That every scripture that I have taught him from an early age will come back to his remembrance. And when he lie down to sleep in the night, the Holy Spirit will convict him to change his life.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We are honored that we would get to join our hearts and our spirit in praying for that. We want God to visit him where he is. He needs a divine, supernatural visitation. Think about it, prayer partners. There's some things that only God could change, only God could do.
Amen.
And we are going to stretch our faith, believe God, to enter into his atmosphere through situations and circumstances, wherever there's an opening, whether it's an encounter with a minister or ministers in a service, wherever he is incarcerated. Father, we speak to the Department of Corrections, to that entire zone that is there to contain and to restrain the actions of humans who may have bad intentions and are not considerate of the common good. And we thank you, Lord, that you use that venue often to create a captured audience that otherwise who would not have listened or heard or wanted to listen to your voice that came through the guidance of parents or others, or pastors, teachers. They just wanted to do what they wanted to do. Rebellion. So, Father, right now, we thank you that you're sending your word right into our sister's son's environment, his cell, right there. And you will speak to him even in the night. We thank you, Lord, for the transformation that you are bringing about even now. And Father, we pray for our sister. I've never been a mother, so I therefore cannot imagine the pain and the hurt. But she's trusting you. And right now we gather around her in prayer. We surround her with all of the powers of heaven. Strengthen her faith, her courage. Give her the perseverance that she needs throughout the situation. She continues to lift up her son and be a blessing to him. We pray that her prayers will penetrate the darkness that surrounds the one that she carried for 9 months, because she brought him to life and she wants him to have life in his life. We thank you for answering prayer even now. And I trust that everyone will be able to say, praise God. Amen and amen. Sister,
amen.
Move out in peace today. In power. God,
yes, God
is watching over him. Even
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
God is keeping
thank
him.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
In that system, God will keep him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
For everyone else, lay hold of the victory. Yes, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I sense his presence leaving off of this program right now. Presence of God is with us. Worthy of
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.